everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Bobby Dooley Podcast. And this is episode, it's a rather momentous episode, Steve. It's episode number 50. And we were going to have some trumpets and,
Well, now you got Rick Wiffner. Hey, Wiffner. Hey, Wiffner.
Hold on, Steve. We've already started the show.
Yeah, I know, but I want to talk to him. Cause, hey, Wiffner. How come we didn't have no trumpets or anything for episode 50?
What?
Why didn't you have any trumpets at episode 50?
Can I want to ask a question, honey?
Yeah.
Rick, would you come out of there because you sound like Mickey Mouse through that talkback?
Me?
Yes, come out of there because you sound...
Yeah, what do you want?
Look, we were supposed to have trumpets going... Do-do-do-do-do-do-do... Episode 50.
I got a million different podcasts I gotta do today, all right? Yours is just one of thousands. You want me to go get trumpets? You go find the trumpets I'll play. You understand me?
Now look at here, Wiffner. You can't talk that way.
Oh, yeah? You want to try me?
No.
Never mind, Rick. Just go back in there.
Yeah.
Go back. Just, I want to talk. Rick. Listen, we're not trying to cause a problem, but next time I say that I want to have a fanfare, that means trumpets. You're the one supposed to get it. I can't. Come out here again.
I'm scared of him.
What do you mean you're scared of him?
I mean when he comes up.
Yeah?
Aren't you the one that's supposed to get the trumpets?
Yeah, maybe I am and maybe I ain't. Or maybe today is the day I don't get them. What do you think about that? What are you looking at?
Nothing.
Well, in any event, welcome everyone to a little behind the scenes here on the Bobby Dooley Podcast. As many of you noted, I had a bit of an episode this weekend. If you follow us on our Facebook page.
It's called Facebook.
Facebook page.
Isn't that right, Rick? Hey, Rick. Isn't it called Facebook?
What do you want now?
Go back in there. We don't need you. Is it called Facebook? We don't need to keep talking to him. Steve, we're on the podcast. We're on the air.
Well, we're not on the air, technically, because it's being tape recorded.
I don't care, honey. We'd have to start... Should we start this all over again, Rick? Should we start this all over again, Rick? Come out here, please.
Oh, my God!
Let's start all over again, minus the music, okay?
Whatever.
Come on, Wiffner. Quit giving my wife a hard time.
What?
Nothing.
Okay, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2. I don't know how they do it.
2, 3, 1.
2, 3, 1, go. And hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 50 of the Bobby Dooley Podcast. A lot of you noticed, if you were following me on Facebook this weekend, that I was slurring my typing. I wasn't slurring my speech because you can't really hear nothing that's on Facebook. Unless you do a movie or a film video like what Phil Hendry did when the Roger Waters episode was brewing this weekend. I don't really know what that was about, but apparently Roger Waters of Pink Floyd was also in the Nazi party. Did you know that, Steve?
Oh my God, I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, that's, I don't know, but that's, apparently Roger Waters had been a Nazi and then quit and said, let's do music, which I think music saved Roger Waters. Can you imagine that? He would have had a black soul, just a blackened soul with dead, soulless eyes. But instead, he took up music and gave us, hello, 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 is there anybody in there? Woo! Remember that?
Oh, yeah, I remember that in high school and... Oh, God, it was so great, so wonderfully great.
So, anyway, Phil Hendry did a film of it.
He did a film of that, of the song?
No, he gave his opinion of Roger Waters having been a Nazi, but it wasn't very good. But on Facebook this weekend, would you quit interrupting me, please, Steve?
Well, you're talking to me.
I know, honey, I don't mean to make you cry.
Oh, now God's great, man. I'm crying.
What do you want? Come out here. I can't understand you.
You want to quit wasting time?
Thank you. See what he said? So, I was taking a lot of pills on Friday night because we were partying. There'd been some good news. I forget what it was. Maybe something about the tackler. But I partied a little too hardy, and I wound up taking lots of pills. Now, a pill problem cuts both ways.
Okay.
Yeah, it goes both ways.
It really does, because you can have a pill problem, but it has a certain kind of cachet that's very hip. Look at Valley of the Doll. That was with Patty Duke or I forget who it was. It was Patty Duke, I think. And that was with Patty Duke. Well, she gained a great deal of fame from her pill addiction. So there's a Hollywood cachet. But it also can obviously make you go overdose. And then you wind up like Marilyn.
Yeah, poor Marilyn Monroe. That's why they did that song about her, Candle in the Wind.
Yes, they did do Candle in the Wind about her. And that was so beautiful. And so you sort of want to wind up like her, but you don't. Anyway,
Well, I can say that.
Come out here, Rick.
What?
Would you tell him to shut up?
Shut up, Dooley.
Yeah, just, see, I don't even have to hit him now. Just have Rick Wiffner come out. Go back inside now, Rick.
Yeah.
So, make a long story short, I took too many pills and I started acting the fool. And, Steve, you took over the Facebook page.
Yeah, I had to talk to people and everything.
All right. You don't have to sit way over there, but go away from me a little bit because you're creeping me out and you're breathing on me. So, all's well that ended well, though, because I got back on the air today. Well, obviously, I'm doing the podcast today, and I'm feeling so much better. There is a sort of a hip cachet. I don't want young people to think that drugs are cool. But adults thinking that drugs are cool, that's a little bit of a different thing. It can be something that is something that you can use for your personal gain.
I was running out of air, Wiffner.
What do you want me to do about it?
Nothing.
I used too much oxygen for that sentence. Can you cut that out, Wiffner?
Nothing.
So, what's that?
Nothing.
Don't call you Wiffner. Call you Rick. All right. So that's kind of the way that you want to use that kind of thing.
Don't do it again.
That kind of thing. And I am not a drug addict, nor would I ever be one.
Unless there's a little bit of a cachet that you can have, honey, you know.
Well, I know, honey, but I don't want to lord it over the other girls in the community, as well as in the Circle of Taste. By the way, I would like it so that a lot of you gals are not speculating as to whether or not you can be members of the Circle of Taste. The Circle of Taste is a very specific organization that has been with us for a long time. We founded it in 2011, and we have very specific and very specific or something.
Yeah, I think it's Pacific. What?
It's Pacific!
Rick, you're not allowed to just come out and talk to me anytime you want. Now I'm here again.
Want some oxygen?
Get the oxygen tank, honey. Thank you. We purchased an oxygen tank. We went to an oxygen bar. Have you ever been to one? We've been to oxygen bars. And they're a lot of fun. And you put on an oxygen mask and everything. So it was a lot of fun. And I got the idea of being at an oxygen bar from an oxygen tank, which then made me think of going to an oxygen bar. That made me think that we should have an oxygen tank so I can breathe. That's how it went.
Yeah. We were thinking about it, going to an oxygen bar, because you saw an oxygen tank on an oxygen show or something like that.
No, were we watching Oxygen?
Yeah, we were watching Oxygen.
So then I thought about, let's go to an oxygen bar, and then I thought about, oh, let's get an oxygen tank. And then I thought about, I need one because I'm running out of air. Because I don't really have a lot of air because I'm very small.
Chested.
That was unnecessary, Rick Wiffner. Very unnecessary.
You talk to my wife like that and everything.
Yeah.
This is pointless.
Bobby Dooley's Wardrobe by the Baldwin Brothers. The Bobby Dooley Podcast. Executive produced by Phil Henry for CMRE Incorporated. On the Sideshow Network.
Hey, Dooley! Dooley!
Yeah?
Get the other end of that. Get it into my trunk.